Certain foods just taste like home. And this time of year, a lot of people who have moved away come back for the holidays with lists of restaurants they have to hit before they leave. So today we want to hear from Kansas City natives home for the holidays about the Kansas City meals worth coming home for. 816-235-2888 is the number to call. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR Central Standard. And we'll start with the Pitmaster at a barbecue joint in Long Island City, New York. He's from here, and his restaurant, John Brown Smokehouse, is a hangout for homesick Kansas Cityans living in New York. Josh Bowen, I keep wanting to call you John Brown, even though I understand that you are not John Brown. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Good to talk to you.
So
yeah, a lot of people call me John Brown, so don't worry about it. Flattery, but you know. As long as, if you're a creditor, then I'm John Brown.
You obviously like Kansas City-style food a lot, or you wouldn't probably make barbecue for a living despite having moved away.
Oh, that's true. You know, it's kind of one of those things where I started making barbecue probably because I missed home, and they don't have home up here waiting for me, so we had to make it ourselves, I guess.
So when you come home to Kansas City, where do you absolutely have to go? Like, what are the crucial meals on your agenda?
Well, obviously barbecue is probably one of the main things I hit when I get back because, you know, that's where it all started for me. New York has some great barbecue places, but there is no Joe's Kansas City up here. There's no Zarda up here. But, you know, it almost seems like kind of corny that I'd eat barbecue all the time when I go there. But I live in Queens, New York, where I can eat pretty much anything in the world 90% of the time. So I wait till I come to Kansas City and then just go ravenous when I get there.
So Zarda and Joe's KC are the top ones on your list, though?
Well, Joe's KC is definitely, I mean, I still consider it the best barbecue place in the world. I would say Zarda is like, that's where I used to live over on 87th Street. We used to go there all the time. It is good, too. I mean, ranking these things 1, 2, 3 is kind of silly, but, you know.
Well, no, I mean, this is totally subjective because, honestly, you know, I lived not in Kansas City for a very short time, but when I did, it wasn't necessarily the best meals in Kansas City that I would have put on this list. It's ones that mean something to you.
Well, I mean, places like Taco Villa, that's like one of the old haunts that we used to have, you know, like nice taco burger, tostadas with a little swirly, you know, it's like gringo Mexican food for Kansas City. But I still miss taco burgers. There's no taco burgers anywhere outside of Kansas City, I don't think. So maybe I'll have to make them myself up here.
Are there any
Stroud's chicken? That's always a good one. That's
Stroud's
another one
chicken.
Of the kind of like, yeah, I mean, they choke their own chickens. So.
Describe, okay, so now you're speaking to listeners in Kansas City, obviously, but pretend that you are describing Stroud's chicken to a New Yorker who's never been there, and you're, you know, like, no, you don't understand. This is the deal with this place. What would you say?
Well, you know, the thing is, New York actually has quite the fried chicken, you know, culture up here, but, you know, Stroud's, they pan fry it. You can tell there's like there's some mom in there when you're eating it. You know, like, yeah, last time I was there, I actually had a lot of my family there. It's kind of one of those places that's been around, like, forever. And the chicken itself is awesome. But, you know, I think a lot of it's just kind of, like, the vibe of Stroud's. You know, like, it is tradition to eat there. But, you know, the pan-fried chicken definitely is, you know, it's some of the best fried chicken I've ever eaten. I mean, but separating fried chickens, I think a lot of that is just kind of like who you were with that day when you were eating it.
So you said you grew up on 87th Street. Does that mean you grew up at going to the Stroud's location that is no longer with us?
That one was like kind of before my time back in the old days.
Oh my God, you made me feel so old just now.
Well, the one left right now is with the one on Shy Mission Parkway, I guess. And then we used to go to the one out in North Kansas City when we visit my grandparents. It's like some big mansion place. I'm not even sure that's still there anymore. But, yeah, we've been to numerous different Strouds in my lifetime. But, yeah, I think I don't even know when the old one closed down.
The one that that one, the one I used to go to growing up, it was in this little house type thing under an overpass. And it was at, like, I don't know. It was in South Kansas City on Holmes, I think. And But we'll get anyway. It was you'd walk in and the floors would creak, and there was a pianist. I think his name was Lester. Anyway, he was amazing, and you could smell the cinnamon rolls. It was a scent of cinnamon rolls that had been, I don't know, created over generations. It was just this amazing thing. You would stand there and wait in line forever for something that, you know, when you say what it is, it was fried chicken, cinnamon rolls, mashed potatoes, green beans. It's hard to explain exactly what everyone was waiting in that line for, but it was worth it.
It tastes like home, I guess, even when you're there, you know. It's fried chicken on a Sunday with all your family and stuff. I mean, that sounds pretty Kansas City to me.
So,
you know, one other place I was going to mention real quick, too, that gets that vibe of, like, you walk in and it's just like a new world for you is BB's Lawnside Barbecue is another place I always love to, like, go. And you walk in and see legendary blues artists just in the middle of the day, like on a Saturday or something. Lindsey Shannon is a great guy. I actually met him. He came to New York and visited me one time. But, yeah, he's the reason I listen to blues music. His place is the reason that I have, like, blues music at my place. So,
and you sit at picnic tables.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's quintessential, you know, down-home blues and barbecue. I mean, I think that place almost describes it better than any place else in Kansas City.
Is there a type of food other than barbecue that you think Kansas City does better than New York?
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, obviously I'm in New York, like the culinary capital of the world or whatever, but you can't find a really good Tex-Mex down here, but you can find a lot of good Tex-Mex in Kansas City.
Define for me good Tex-Mex.
Well, Tex-Mex, you know, I had this conversation the other day where New York Mexican food is kind of more of a Puebla thing where they have the cilantro and the onions and real basic meats and stuff. But Kansas City Tex-Mex barbecue is, you know, Kansas City barbecue. It's our Mexican food. You got cheese on everything, burritos, tacos, you know, like basically like, you know, like La Familia and Lawrence I used to go to, Taco Villa, things like that, you know. Gringo Mexican food, I guess.
Well, Josh Bowen, thank you so much for talking with us. I know you've got lunch crowds coming soon, and I appreciate it.
I'm actually going bowling with Dante Hall and Tony Richardson here today. So
what?
Be a fun day.
Have fun.
You too.
Josh's restaurant is John Brown Smokehouse in Long Island City, New York. And so now, are you a part of what we'll call today the Kansas City diaspora? What are the local restaurants that are non-negotiable whenever you come home? We want that one nostalgic dish that just says Kansas City like no other. 816-235-2888. Our critics are here, Charles Ferruza, Jenny Vergara, and Carlton Logan. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So has anyone here moved away for a spell?
Well, I'm not from here, so would that count?
No, like since you've been here, had a little hiatus and then had that experience of the homecoming to Kansas City.
No.
Not a one?
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I did. And I went, so I went away to New York and was gone 4 years. This was for college. And when I came home, I really liked to make my parents take me to Anthony's.
Good choice.
Thank you. We went there when I was a kid, but it was definitely the atmosphere I came back for, and partly because that restaurant has an atmosphere that doesn't change, and so that made it kind of a perfect spot. But also, its location within Kansas City, you know, it has such a sense of place, like the squat brick building tucked away in the shadow of the highway loop. Can you talk about are there places in Kansas City for you that feel quintessentially Kansas City like that?
Oh, my gosh. Where do we begin?
That's a really good question, especially for an outsider, even though I've been here for 33 years.
Well, the good news is it can be anything from a finer dining to a super casual place you went to in high school, like a Taco Villa. I mean, that everybody's talked about that. You know, Garozo's always comes back to me. I mean, if it's one of those things. This is really a question of where would you take someone if they were coming to visit Kansas City? It's very similar to that. You know, where would you want to go that's quintessentially Kansas City?
Not the same, I will say.
Yeah.
I will submit to you that it is not the same because that's what you would want to show off to an outsider, which is different from someone who grew up here and has an inexplicable sometimes attachment to a certain place.
You know, it's funny you should say. I once wrote a story for the Pitch about inexplicably popular restaurants, and on top of my list was help me with this, Jenny. On Johnson Drive, the Mexican place, Don Cholito's.
Oh, my gosh. Don
People
Cholito's.
Either love Don Cholito's or hate it, but there is no in-between, and it has been there, I think, since the early 1960s. And there is no place, I think, in Kansas City quite like it.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. It is its own kind of bird. Well, and I think about my dad. My dad actually spent summers in Kansas City, and I have a grandmother that lived here, which is why I ended up here. And when he would come back and visit all through his childhood, Winstead's held a very high and honorable place in his mind, right, with milkshakes and cheeseburgers. That would be something any boy would love. And as we got older and he started to bring us back to Kansas City to see this grandmother, he would always tune up to eat at Winstead's. And as the years went on, his love for it kind of started to fade a little bit, I think. It wasn't what, and it was that classic, it's not how I remember it. It's not as good as I remember it, or it's not what I remember it to be.
Yeah, on social media, we are hearing a lot of votes for Winstead's among our Kansas City expats. We're hearing a lot of votes for Westport Flea Market, for Plaza 3. And that one kind of surprised me, only because it seems like not a place you would necessarily take children. And I feel like a lot of these would tend to be places that you went as a kid, but maybe not. Yeah, we have some votes for Niecy's. Any thoughts on these so far?
Niecy's is great. Mm-hmm. Plaza 3, I think, has a nostalgia for a lot of people because it's the last holdout Gilbert Robinson restaurant,
right?
Former Gilbert Robinson restaurant. It was open on the plaza, I want to say 62, 63. And when it finally goes to that great steakhouse in the sky, there'll be no other restaurant.
Yeah, it is the last. If I'm just sitting here thinking about that. That is absolutely one of the last kind of old school remaining restaurants on the plaza. So I can see where the love would, especially in light of Houston's closing.
And I think there are certain restaurants in the city that are known for certain things, like Plaza 3 is steak soup.
Right.
Winstead's is, you know, burgers or the onion rings or
something.
Or the malts. Yeah.
And speaking of the plaza, we're also getting some votes for Bo Ling's on the plaza. And a lot of people are mentioning the restaurants on Southwest Boulevard, the Mexican restaurants. Some people have specific ones and some people are just referring to that, like the whole swath of restaurants on that strip. That's kind of an interesting thing.
Well, I'll tell you, if I moved away from Kansas City and was away for a while, the place I would like to go the minute I came back to Kansas City would be the Humdinger Drive-In on 9th Street. I mean, I don't want to go there very often, but I would miss it.
You know, yeah, we had someone mention the High Boy Drive-In.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that this would be ideally paired with a trip to the movie drive-in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that seems like sort of a perfect Kansas City night in a way.
It sounds good to me right now. Yeah.
Let's talk to Chris calling us from Kansas City. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Well, you know, I have, you know, family that comes in from out of town, and when they come in from out of town, they insist on Waldo Pizza, and they insist on going for barbecue at least one. It rotates, you know, because there's so many that they like. And then, you know, if we have a third time to go out, we generally do Stroud's as the third stop. But, you know, that's what they insist on when they come back into town. Now, it's kind of interesting. I'm a member of the Facebook page that Carlton is one of the administrators on in
Kansas City
Thanksgiving.
Eats.
Yeah. And I'm one of the people who, you know, I started up the thread on Thanksgiving Day about, you know, my friends here in Kansas City traveling and them hitting White Castle, and then I was craving White Castle all of a sudden. And in 4 hours, we had 160 comments on, you know, what people were, you know, people living in Kansas City were missing from outside Kansas City. And it was, you know, Whataburger and White Castle and In-N-Out and, you know, just all those kind of regional chains, you know, that or regional dishes like the Springfield cashew chicken and things like that. So, I mean, I thought it was rather interesting that this came up because, it really does strike a chord with everybody across the board.
Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks for that call.
You know, speaking of White Castle, Kansas City had White Castle, still had White Castle, when I moved to town in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. And I was a big, big fan of White Castle because I'm from Indianapolis, where, you know, there were always a lot of White Castles. And so when I stopped drinking, I stopped eating White Castle. Strange that that would be a tie-in there. But every once in a while, when I go back to Indianapolis, I'll have a White Castle or two. And I'll think, why did I ever think these were good? They're awful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think the nostalgia weighs heavily more than the reality.
I think many people who go back and have White Castle have that same experience. It's always awesome in your mind, and then you get it, and it's this greasy, soggy thing, and you think, maybe not so much.
Let's talk to Jessica in Waldo. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
What do you want to share?
Wings at the Peanut.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Peanut is coming up also a lot on social media. Tell us why these wings, of all the wings out there, these wings are special to you.
Well, first of all, they're obviously huge, and I get super disappointed if I don't really even try and order wings anywhere else because I have such a standard of comparison to the wings of the Peanut. So the size, the sauce is perfection. And then, of course, the blue cheese sauce. People order that with, like, just their chips. At least when I eat there, I usually get half a dozen wings and a BLT with chips, and then you order extra blue cheese sauce just to dip the chips in it. It's just kind of, I don't know.
So
there's
is it
no
the wings,
wings like it.
Is it the wings themselves, or is it the ritual surrounding the wings? Because it seems like going to the Peanut for wings is like a Kansas mm-hmm. City institution.
It definitely is, and I think it's the wings themselves, because I don't, like I said, I don't even order wings anywhere else. I know I'll be disappointed, because they're just not, they're not good. When I have this image in my head of what wings are supposed to be, because I honestly think those are probably some of the first hot wings that I ever ate in my life. And when I would order them anywhere else, I'm like, what is this? This isn't right. This is a chicken toe, not a chicken wing.
This is not the wing, the chicken wing as I know it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, yes, there's definitely a bit of the tradition and involved, but the actual wings themselves, I think, are just delicious.
Well, thanks, Jessica.
You know, I agree with that totally. About 3 or 4 years ago, a friend and I were in Buffalo, New York, and ate chicken wings at the bar where they invented the Anchor Bar in Buffalo. And I want to say that the closest thing I've ever tasted to the Anchor Bar chicken wings, which are delicious, by the way, are at the Peanut. That's a really close wing.
Well, and I think we do have to point out, she kind of alluded to the size. I mean, this is like a full drummy, right? And mm-hmm. then, the giant, the full wing. I mean, these are not
Jenny
little...
is demonstrating,
I know,
using
I'm
her
flapping.
Own body.
I'm pointing at my arms and other parts at the moment. But yes, no. So really, I mean, they are giant wings. And the first time I ordered them, I remember just being kind of floored at what I was... It was like a basket of chicken that has been doused in this hot sauce. So the size alone, I think, sets the Peanut apart. And then, of course, everything else that goes along with the ritual, but...
Well, now, speaking of restaurants that make us think of home, there's a pizza place that's been a classic Raytown spot, and it's closing after more than 50 years. Our producer, Coy Duggar, is going to take us back for one last visit.
Just off the bustling Route 350 stands a large neon sign marking the home of the original Funhouse Pizza. Inside, sports memorabilia from the Royals, Chiefs, and Raytown's two high school teams hang from the walls. A small carousel for kids spins in the back corner. And a line of customers snakes its way from the entrance, through a hallway, and to the counter. Growing up in Raytown, I've ate here countless times. Since I was old enough to remember, honestly. And it's more busy now than ever. That's because after 53 years of business, on December 31st, the Funhouse Pizza in Raytown is closing up shop for good. Yeah, the other three franchise locations in Independence, Blue Springs, and Lee Summit will stay open, but this is the original, the progenitor of all other Funhouse pizzas.
Yeah, my dad and mom started it back in 1964.
That's Gary Graham.
He was in the bar business before that. He had a place downtown called King Arthur's Lounge on Armour Boulevard. Anyway, he got out of that business and he wanted to get into the restaurant business.
But Gary's father added his own twist. He wanted to start a restaurant that wasn't just a place you could stop and eat, but also a place to entertain the whole family. Live music, games for the kids, and a bar for the adults. All while serving house-made pizza.
He kind of stole the idea from Shakey's Pizza. Kind of took one of their managers and he created all the recipes and got started here just as a family place for Raytown folks to come.
For me, Funhouse Pizza was a place to sing karaoke, play table hockey, or lose quarter after quarter to rage-inducing, coin-chewing arcade games. At other times, I visited to pester my friends who worked there, or to reconcile after the Raytown High School football team was smashed by our rivals, the Ray South Cardinals. The sense of community and hub for entertainment was Funhouse Pizza's niche, their formula for success, and it exploded. At one point in time, the franchise had 8 locations throughout the Kansas City area. But after 10 years of booming business, Gary's father died.
He died in 1974, and my mom was kind of overwhelmed with everything, so I was working down at the Kansas City Star at the time, and I quit there and came back here to help her and never got out. Been here ever since.
Gary decided to honor his father's memory in the way he knew best, a pizza. It was his dad's favorite combo. And fair warning, it's definitely not for vegetarians.
Well, it's got our own original sauce and a 3 blend of cheese, mozzarella, provolone, and cheddar. And then we put salami, a pepperoni, our Italian sausage that we make here in-house, mushrooms, black olive, and fresh ground beef.
While I'm not a big fan of meat lover pizzas, after hearing Gary's story about his dad, how could I possibly not order it? And Gary was kind enough to show me how it's made. In the back, an employee rolls dough, puts it through a presser, and cuts it into circles. Sauce stirs nearby in an industrial-sized mixer. The cut pizza dough is wheeled over to the order counter, where 3 employees top the pie like an assembly line. Then comes the fun part. The pizzas are loaded into an enormous oven. And for Gary, it's his pride and joy.
Then these ovens, the original oven's been around 53 years, and they've got a flavor to them. And they're going with me when we close. They're not the same.
Unlike many family-owned businesses, Funhouse Pizza isn't closing because of competition with corporate chains or economic trouble.
We just decided after 42 years of my wife and I doing this, it was time for us to take a break and retire. Play with the grandkids. We got 10 grandkids, and we want to see them a lot more and do a little traveling.
Cradling my box of fresh pizza, I walk outside and glance up one more time at that old neon sign. And below it, the Funhouse Pizza crew cram 53 years' worth of memories into 3 longing words. Thank you, Raytown.
Aw, Coy Duggar brought us that postcard from his final trip to Funhouse Pizza in Raytown. KCUR's Central Standard is headed off to a break, but when we return, where do you go for pizza? We'll search out the best pizza in town in just a minute. Stay tuned. This is KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman here with the food critics, and now pizza. Everyone's got a favorite, so make the case for yours, whether you like to dine out or order in, at 816-235-2888. Here in the studio, the critics are Charles Frusa, Jenny Vergara, and Carlton Logan. Hi again, guys.
Good morning.
So first, there are pizza types. thin crust, thick crust, greasy mess out of a cardboard box versus hoity-toity upscale pie with toppings carefully arranged. So I think it's only fair to let our listeners know your pizza type so they can judge your reviews accordingly. Carlton?
So I like a traditional thin crust, hand-tossed, wood-fired, not a lot of toppings. And I always kind of say I have a before Italy, after Italy view of pizza.
Go on.
And my before Italy...
This is before a trip to Italy?
Before a trip to Italy, yes. So my before Italy is more American, I guess, with the thick crust, lots of toppings. And then after Italy, it was like, oh, so this is hand-tossed, not preformed. Oh, this is... cooked very quickly. Oh, this doesn't have...
And you liked it better?
Yes.
Okay, so, what did... Tell me about your revelation about pizza upon trying this more Italian-style pizza.
I think you get more flavor, and it is... It's more flavor, I think. You know, the sauce is richer. The meats are, instead of like a sausage, it's a pancetta.
It's a great study in less is more. Don't you think?
Yes.
So, Jenny, that brings us to your pizza type. Carlton has two types, though it sounds like the after Italy is really like your current.
That is correct.
Thing. Okay.
I have, so I'm going to go ahead and claim two, too, since Carlton did. And mine are childhood favorites. So the pizza parlor pizza, just the traditional family-run pizza parlor, thin cracker, thin crust, you know, toppings however you will. That was really what I was raised on. So I always find myself kind of gravitating.
The sheet.
Yes, just the round sheet of pizza, you know, kind of pizza parlor style. But I would tell you in recent years, Neapolitan style has really come into vogue in Kansas City, and we have so many places now that have traditional Italian ovens.
And you're into it.
I'm into it.
Okay, describe Neapolitan pizza.
I'm into it. So Neapolitan pizza is similar to what Carlton was saying, less is more. So it's a very thin style pizza. It gets a little charred on the bottom from the wood-fired oven that it's in. Very few toppings to keep it from getting soggy and wet on top. It's cooked very fast in a very hot oven. But it's more traditional toppings that you would find in Italy, traditionally.
Such as?
Oh, my gosh. So I would say, you know, it's one of those where you could have a little sausage and maybe a little mushroom and maybe a little oregano on there. I mean, something very simple.
Accent on the word little.
A little. Yeah. And an egg.
Yeah.
An egg. That was very eye-opening in Italy.
Yeah. And, you know, lots of maybe a little fresh arugula salad on top with, you know, prosciutto.
So I'm going to jump in to find out Charles Ferruzza's pizza type because, Charles, when you said emphasis on little, I detected maybe a hint of disdain.
No, not really. Although I think sometimes Neapolitan pizza places, they work too hard at making it snooty. For lack of a better word, I grew.
By which you mean like sparse and kind
Spartan
of like...
and showy in a weird way. But I grew up in the Midwest, and you know, our family loved Chicago style pizza, which is really actually quite close to, you know, what we call Sicilian pizza. Right. Although, as you say, Jenny, and you're right about this, there is no such thing as a Sicilian pizza, even though you know.
Okay, we'll get there. Charles, your pizza type.
I like, you know what the pizza I crave? You know, all pizza is not good for you. It's baked fat. But the pizza I crave is the pizza I had in high school, which was a
cafeteria pizza?
Cafeteria pizza.
What?
Wow. Yeah. And yeah, it was, you know, I'll tell you what it was.
Sweet tomato sauce,
maybe, you know. Well, and Jenny, you know what it is. It's Chef Boyardee, essentially.
Right.
You make it from a kit.
Oh, my gosh.
I still love it.
Okay, so I would say, think it's fair to say we have some distinct pizza types. Now our listeners will know when, you know, when they're getting these reviews and when they're sharing and getting feedback, like, that's how you evaluate. Charles is the cafeteria pizza guy.
Yeah.
Jenny is the... sparsely decorated
purist
quality ingredients.
I'm the reformed connoisseur. I was pizza parlor, now I'm Neapolitan.
And Carlton also is so Carlton and Jenny are similar.
We're pretty much on the
same
page.
So, Jenny, you were starting us off with the description of what is a Neapolitan pizza. Mm-hmm. Now, Chicago style, Sicilian, mm-hmm. those things have come up. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of break down the pizza, like, nomenclature?
Right. So there are obviously regional and national styles of pizza, and Kansas City is lucky enough to have really great examples of a handful of them. So I'll just quickly go through them. We talked about Neapolitan pizza, which is really the hottest one right now. Sicilian pizza is a little harder to find, but it's more like a thick focaccia kind of dough. It's very doughy and simple. I mean, it's tomato sauce, usually on top with a little Parmesan.
You can't find it in a lot of places here.
We have a couple places.
What are they?
So Sicilian pizza can be found at Providence Pizza out, I guess it'd be south of town. And then Square Pizza in Independence also does what I would call more of a traditional Sicilian style.
It's high school pizza.
It is. It's actually, you should love it.
I do.
Right up there with cafeteria style.
Yeah.
Okay, so on that same vein is Detroit style, which is a little different because it's more of a deep dish. It's baked in an oil
Detroit,
pan.
I'd like to point out, is not in Italy.
No, it is not in Italy, but it has its own style of, and it is a square pizza, a deep dish pizza that's made in an oiled pan, and it creates kind of this crust on the outside where the dough has touched the pan. And again, it's whatever toppings that you prefer to have, but the great place to have that is Hop Cat in Westport. They are a chain from the Detroit area, so they're representing that.
Can I put a shout out if you like Sicilian pizza? The best Sicilian pizza I've had in town is at the Four Seasons Pizza and Pasta in Shawnee.
Yes.
It's excellent.
They do Sicilian there. I had forgotten that place. Absolutely. Oh, so Chicago has two different styles. The thin crust style, which is cut into squares and very thin, thin cracker crust, unleavened, I would tell you, even dough. And then there's Chicago deep dish style, obviously, which we have a couple of places in Kansas City.
Where do you get those?
So the deep dish style in Kansas City is, there's one called the Green Mill, and it's off 87th and I-35 connected to the Holiday Inn. Yes.
That makes it extra special.
Yes. And I would have never found this place had we not had this big discussion on Facebook this week about pizza. Somebody was kind enough to point it out, and I went and had it.
Isn't it a chain, Jenny?
It is. It's out of Minneapolis. Oh. It's really, really good. I was totally surprised. And then Rossetti's Pizza, which is also a chain out of Overland Park, also happens to do a deep dish style pizza. There's California style pizza, which has more kind of crazy toppings. It's usually a thinner crust and usually smaller, like a Neapolitan style, but it has, you know, wacky gourmet, you know, caviar and, you know,
well, Jenny, why don't you explain, because it's always a question I hear. What is St. Louis pizza?
St. Louis pizza actually is very similar to Chicago style pizza in that it is a round pizza that's cut into squares, that's very thin cracker crust. But the main thing, as everyone knows, that makes St. Louis pizza different is the Provel cheese, which is a processed American cheese.
So Jenny,
love it or hate it.
Just quickly, what are your recommendations, like one or two recommendations for California style, which you just described, and St. Louis style, which you just described? And then we'll get to our callers at 816-235-2888.
These probably aren't traditional California style, but I'm going to put them in that category because the toppings are so creative, and that is Limestone Pizza in Lawrence is really more Neapolitan style crust, but he has some really fabulous locally sourced toppings. And then the other one would be Grinders. They do so many kind of funky, cool, interesting kind of toppings at their place, even though it's probably more New York style. And then in terms of St. Louis style, this is the list, people. Emo's Pizza, Leo's Pizza, Waldo Pizza, Johnny C's, and Caddyshack. All of those places serve pizza with Provel cheese and have the thinner cracker crust.
All right. Well, let's hear what our listeners like to eat for pizza, and then we will get back to our critics. Rob in Overland Park, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
What is your favorite pizza in Kansas City?
The only pizza I would ever recommend is Original Pizza.
Tell me more. Where is it?
Well, the original one was in Oak Park Mall. It opened up, I think, in 1977 by three brother-in-laws from Brooklyn. And they've expanded out pretty much all over the city. I think they probably have about seven locations now. They were in malls. And I'm not sure exactly how many locations they have now.
What do you like about it?
Now. Well, it's the original New York pizza, which is the only pizza I would recommend being a New Yorker. So I remember when we came out here and the first pizza parlor they took me to was a place called Zeppi's. And I remember they put that in front of me and I thought, what is that? And they said it was a pizza. And I said, that's not a pizza. And then years later, Original Pizza opened up and I was in Lawrence, Kansas, going to school there. And my brother called me up and he said, you got to get here. It's really here. the original pizza.
It's here.
And I got there, and it was called Original Pizza, and we've been going there ever since.
I love it. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Let's talk now with Elizabeth in Overland Park. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I'm recommending Avoluto's Italian Delight in Mission, Kansas. It's on Martway and Lamar. And what's good about it, I think it's the best Italian food, including pizza, in town. It's fast. It's cheap. It's a wonderful, crisp, fresh crust. And it seems like a million toppings. I highly recommend the mushrooms. Now, also, a variation of pizza is called a stromboli, where all the goodies are on the inside and the dough is on the outside. And one of the reviews of the restaurant says, when you eat this, it will be the best thing you ever put in your mouth.
Well, it sounds like you agree. So thanks for the shout out, yeah. Elizabeth.
And that's, you're welcome. Thanks for the program. Bye.
Avoluto's Italian Delight and Mission. We'll get back to our callers, but Carlton, you've got a list of pizzas here, and we haven't even touched on your list. So
I know,
tell me,
we've been talking about crust.
Yeah, tell me about your favorite couple of pizzas in town.
So a couple that I really enjoy, Pinza Pizzeria is new to Lee's Summit. It is a pizza. The flour is flown in from Italy. And when you see the crust, you would think, oh my gosh, this looks like this is going to be a dry pizza, but it's not. It's oval, very oddly shaped, has little bubbles. But when you put the toppings on it and they bake it, it's wonderful. My favorite is the Angry Bee, which has spicy sausage and then it has this honey chili sauce. So that's why it's called the Angry Bee.
Oh my gosh, because of the bite. That.
Yes. Wonderful. And then another, you know, so often we think about pizzerias, but sometimes you go to a restaurant and you find a great pizza.
That's right.
Tres Al Mare in Briarcliff has a bacon and potato pizza. What's cool about this pizza is it has sort of a thick crust and it has a cream sauce on top of it, bacon. And these crispy onion strings on top. And then it's drizzled with a little creme fraiche.
Dang, that sounds awesome. Well, we have just a little time left for our pizza show. Call 816-235-2888 to tell us about the best pizza in Kansas City. We were just hearing about some pizza on the menu at Tres Al Mare. I'm Gina Kaufman in KCUR Central Standard. We'll be right back. Hello again. I'm Gina Kaufman here with the Food Critics, and we're talking about pizza, the best pizza in Kansas City. And 816-235-2888 is the number to call, though we're running low on time, so we're going to have to jog through to hear the people here and the people on the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Leawood. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your favorite pizza?
Well, I'm a Chicago guy, so I get a craving for Rosati's every once in a while. But I wanted to recommend the Papa Kino's in Overland Park that's owned by actually a French chef. And he also, I think, has opened a new store down in the Crossroads as well.
What do you order there?
Well, one of my favorites is called, I think it's called Toschino. And it's kind of got a Mediterranean flavor to it. I think it's got sun-dried tomatoes and pesto and maybe some cream cheese or something. It's very nice. I think it might have chicken on it, too. I'm not even sure.
Thanks,
but
Mike.
It's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. Sure thing.
And let's get in Jamie and Shawnee. Hello, Jamie.
Hi. I am here with my kids, Piper, Brooks, and Presley, and we have voted that we love Minsky's Pizza and Shawnee, and our family favorite is the cheeseburger pizza.
Amen.
Yes.
You're here.
Thank you, and thank your whole family for voting on that for us.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Minsky's, and Jenny, that one falls in your parlor category?
Yes, my pizza parlor category. So there's three actually local family-owned chains. One of them's Pizza Shop. The other one's Old Shawnee Pizza, which is I thought she was going to recommend because she was from Shawnee. And then Minsky's Pizza. Those are your hometown pizza parlor pizza places, and
I
love them all.
Minsky's has the best vegetarian pizza I have ever had.
I agree.
It's really good.
What's it called? The Nature Lover or something?
I think so. Something clever.
When I lived in Lenexa, Old Shawnee Pizza got me through many, many a tough night. Love that place.
Well, and Charles, about the pizza you're talking about, that one has slivers, almond slivers.
Yeah, that's really good.
Unique touch.
Can I put a shout out to people who really want a pretty traditional New York pizza? It's in Kansas City, Kansas. Nick's Italian Pizza in downtown KCK.
Never heard of this.
It has to be seen to be believed. That's all I'm going to say.
No, that can't be all you say.
That's all I say. It's in like a...
We refuse. You may not just say that.
It's in this kind of ersatz food court in downtown KCK.
Interesting.
And it's really good New York-style pizza and cheap and good.
All right.
Well, let's talk to Melissa. Melissa is calling from Overland Park. Hello.
Hi. Did you all know that there's a Funhouse in Independence? It's not connected to the other one. They might have been at some time, but it has the best pizza. It's right on 40 Highway, west of Noland Road. It's very, very good.
So you like the Funhouse Pizza in Independence. What do you order?
We get the thin crust, double pepperoni, double sliced. It's really fun to have tiny slices instead of great big ones.
Why is that fun?
Well, because you think you're having more because you get to have more pizzas.
I gotcha. Yeah, very clever.
Jedi mind tricks.
That's right. It's the skinny mirror of pizzas.
That's right, the skinny mirror of pizzas.
Thank you, Melissa. And so we'll get right back to our callers, but Carlton, one more of your favorite pizzas before we do.
Artigio Pizza. Actually, there's two pizzas from there. The barbecue chicken, which, you know, we're a barbecue town, so we love barbecue. But they also have a dessert pizza. It's a sopapilla pizza. So you get all the flavor of the sopapilla dessert, the honey, the cinnamon, and the sugar on a pizza.
Where is Artigo Pizza?
It's on 39th Street, just past the traffic light.
All right. And Charles, what's another pizza from your list that you just really need us to know about today?
Well, I love the pizza Bella Napoli. And I really, my favorite pizza place in the metro is, as you said, Limestone Pizza in Lawrence. Yeah. It is a class act. Everything there.
Worth a trip going.
Oh, absolutely.
Way worth a trip to Lawrence.
And don't eat for 2 days before.
It's delicious.
So what do you order there?
I'm really curious about this pizza I had last time, Toulouse and Apple. It's a house-made rustic sausage, local apples and cheddar with a fig syrup. It's really a lovely, lovely pizza.
Let's hear from Jeff in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Doing well.
What do you like for pizza?
Yeah, so I wanted to give a shout-out to Extra Virgin, you know, connected to Michael Smith. And they have a new pizza every Monday that the chef puts together. My fiance and I actually eat pizza every Monday routinely. Hashtag Monday means pizza. But they get really...
You're not trying to get that really to catch on or anything.
Oh, I mean, I think it should. It makes Mondays worthwhile. But, you know, they're adventurous. They'll do like a seafood pizza. They'll do classic margarita. It's always something different. So you show up and you just sit down and get what they put out for you. I believe it's a Neapolitan style, but it's really, really good at Extra Virgin.
Okay. And, yeah, so that would definitely count as the pizza off a restaurant menu more than the, like, pizza parlor pizza.
We have a lot of restaurants, actually, that offer a pizza night, like
Jenny,
Extra Virgin.
You have a category that we have not discussed yet, which is the wild card pizza. And it seems like that would fit in this category as well.
Yeah, absolutely it would. For example, I have 1900 Barker Bakery in Lawrence on my list. They on Wednesdays only, they have a delicious pizza made with their dough in-house with whatever the local ingredients are of the day. Delicious. I also put Tower Tavern Pizza. This is another one of my favorite hidey holes. And I just love the pizza there.
It's on Martini Corner, is that right?
Yeah. And for the Stromboli lady, you need to get into Tower Tavern. They have a fantastic Stromboli there as well. Even JJ's Restaurant, which is kind of more known for their fabulous wine bar, has what they call a bar pizza.
Do they only serve it at the bar?
I think you can get it in the restaurant. I've had it in the restaurant before. But I had a wonderful night with a bottle of wine and two girlfriends, and we split this pizza, and it was so fun.
Tell me about the pizza, though. Is it...
It's obviously made in house. It's a thinner style crust, more of a tavern style pizza. And I think ours was just like pepperoni. It was something very simple that night, but just crispy, delicious, perfect.
We have a pizza question to field here from Herman in Leawood. Hello, Herman.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Good. What do you need to know in your pizza
I need to know. First, I want to give you a shout-out. I love listening to you and all the different programs. You have a great voice and delivery.
Thank you. But my question,
you're welcome. I really mean that. But my question is, I've never heard anybody mention pizza frutti di mare, which is, you know, pizza with seafood all over it. And I've had that many times in Italy. I mean, it's my favorite when I'm there. Is there any place around town, here in town, where you can get that type of seafood?
Carlton, does Trezzo Mare have a seafood pizza like that?
I think a shrimp and pesto.
Okay.
Yeah, there, most places will have a actually, several places have shrimp and pesto pizza. It's pretty common. Also, white clam pizza is also a thing. It's more of a New Haven style. Jasper's Marco Polo has it. Providence Pizza, I believe, also does a clam pizza.
When did that become a thing? How have I never... I don't know about this
thing. So New Haven, obviously, is on the East Coast where the good clams live. And so, you know, it's a very popular pizza there. It's just a little bit of caramelized onion and some lovely chopped clams and a little bit of cheese. It's a white pizza, no tomato sauce on it. And we have a couple of versions of it here in Kansas City. But, yeah.
I would think it's
a long-time standing favorite.
With... just where we are located, if we were going to have sort of a local fish pizza, I would think, you know, trout.
Oh, yeah, maybe catfish. Pizza.
No.
Okay, no, I vote that off my island too.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. Bill in Overland Park, welcome to the show.
Hi, I was surprised to see when you talked about Thin Crust Chicago that you didn't mention any places, and nobody's mentioned Pizza Man.
Yes, that's the place. That is the place.
I learned about Pizza Man from Checkley's, Kansas City, and the old
show on KCPT.
Television show, yeah. And the place is one door north of Grinders at 103rd and Flum. And
what do you like about it?
Well, I order what I want, and I'm pretty traditional. I really like, you know, the usual sausage and pepperoni and green peppers and onions and that kind of thing. I don't like pineapple and, you know, rabbit and all that. But I think also you got to mention, if you talk about Pizza Man, their best ever Chicago-style wet beef sandwiches.
All right. Well, it sounds like Jenny is in agreement that this is the place for thin crust Chicago style pizza.
It's a very specific style, and I'm sure that there's other places that do it, but this place does it really well. His whole place is dedicated to Chicago. He does Chicago style dogs, Italian Chicago style wet dipped beef sandwiches, and then this thin crust Chicago style pizza. And I agree, it's the best in the city if you like that style.
Carlton, we have not yet talked about Pizzeria Locale, Pizza Bella, and Spin Pizza, all pizzas you are recommending. What's the one you're going to tell us about right now?
The Pizzeria Locale has the sausage and broccolini pizza, which broccolini is like broccoli, but it's longer and smaller florets. And pizza is one of the great ways where you can have your dairy, your bread, your meat, your vegetable.
The old school four food group.
Yeah. Yes. I think they tried to pass it off as a healthy food at one point.
Yes.
But Pizzeria Locale, just for those who don't know, where is it? What's it like?
Let's see. Pizzeria Locale, there's one on 75th, just past Warnell. There's one on 135th by Knoll. And I think there's one on 95th Oak Park Mall, I think.
But the what's it like part?
Corporate.
It's Neapolitan, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Neapolitan. Yeah.
Well, our time is up for this Food Critics show on Kansas City Meals Worth Coming Home For and the best pizza in town, which for some people might be the same thing. You can get those lists online in time for the weekend at kcur.org/centralstandard. Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Carlton Logan is a writer for kcfoodguys.com. He's also co-administrator of a public Facebook book group called Kansas City Eats. Carlton, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Gina.
And Charles Frusa, our longtime critic here on KCUR Central Standard. Thank you and happy holidays.
To you as well.
KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Sylvia Maria Gross, Jen Chen, Coy Duggar, and Suzanne Hogan, with help from intern Tom Taylor. Linda Sherrod runs the board for us every day. Our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. Happy New Year. Happy listening. This crew is going on vacation next week, but we'll be playing our favorite shows of the year, and they are awesome. So enjoy. See you in 2018. I'm Gina Kaufman.